Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Very important people here today. Chief Development Officer from Dream Centers, Yvette Marr, is here. Hi, Yvette. It's so great to meet you.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you and I were talking, and you're going to give us a little bit of background, but it's like Dream Centers, there was a big ribbon cutting, which we're going to talk about, for part of the Dream Centers. It is, like you said, a big, it's almost like a big kept secret in our community, isn't it, Dream Centers?
I think it's our best kept secret, because we have amazing things happening right here in our city that most people, and you maybe didn't know about it either, right? So that says we don't want to keep the secret hidden anymore. We want our beautiful community to know what's happening here right in their midst.
Well, and so let's give a little history, if you don't mind. Tell us about Dream Centers. Now, the focus of Dream Centers is it's amazing. Now, they're called, help me with, it's mm-hmm. homeless mothers and their children, basically. Mm-hmm. And they're called Hidden Homeless.
Yes. So the best way for me to describe it is to give everybody a visual. And here's the visual. It's an umbrella called Dream Centers. And in 2011, in our city, a group came together, leaders came together and said, what are the points of pain right here in Colorado Springs? What are those points of pain and what are those gaps in the care that's being provided in our city? And in so doing, they discovered that there are two major areas of need. One is for women who are uninsured or underinsured in our city.
As far as health insurance.
And as far as health insurance and their health and wholeness for their medical well-being.
Okay.
Health well-being. That's women that we are able to provide services for at our Dream Centers Women's Clinic. And that was birthed in 2011. And then as they continued to research the city, they were able to determine that there is an amazing and sadly a fast growing population of women and children living in their cars right here in our city. And they are referred to, as you said, the hidden homeless, because these mamas are not stepping out saying, hey, look at me, I'm homeless, can I get services? Because their children would be taken away.
And why, let's talk about that. Because I think a lot of folks don't understand that concept of hidden homeless. Mm-hmm. And most of them, as you and I were talking, and it's heartbreaking. It really is heartbreaking.
It's tragic.
A lot of them are fleeing domestic violence.
Yes.
If not all of them.
92%. Fleeing domestic violence. And so when you are in survival mode and mm-hmm. you're fleeing for your safety and the safety of the lives of your children, you will sadly do anything to survive. And what falls way down at the bottom of the list is health care, healthy environment, parenting classes, nutrition, schools. You are surviving. And so the moms and the children that we are privileged to serve at Dream Centers is to provide them safety and stability and all of those things to bring health and wholeness to their lives, to help them get a fresh start. Frankly, it's to be able to help them to reverse what is also known as generational poverty. Mm. Because a lot of the moms that we are privileged to serve, they have walked out this in their own childhood. And that, again, is just tragic they're walking out what they learned and how they were raised oftentimes. And so Dream Centers has stepped in to say, wait a minute. What can we do in this city with leaders and community and churches and individuals to turn this around?
Now, since Dream Centers has been open in 2011, and let's kind of just kind of focus on the hidden homeless right now. Are we in our community seeing an increase in those numbers?
Sadly, we have seen an increase. Okay. The latest report is about 800, I believe, women and children who have in some way been identified as sleeping in their cars. And the homelessness, oftentimes, let's go here for just a second.
Yeah.
Oftentimes when we think of the homeless, because it's a big topic in our city.
It is. And a lot of communities across the country.
Totally. Yeah. And we are really blessed that Mayor John Suthers has made this a key initiative on his watch. And so I think we all hear this word, and we do see the chronically homeless,
right.
Oftentimes on our drives, at the stoplights, maybe in on the bridges, and we see, sadly, the hidden homeless. We see the chronically homeless, but we don't identify and know what the hidden homeless are, like we alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
These are not moms and children who are stepping forth saying, I need help with these things because I have nowhere to live. I have nowhere to sleep. These moms are literally one story that has broken my heart as I have stepped into this narrative is a mom who told me she would go to McDonald's and go into the bathroom and wash her children's face and put some water on their hair and try to just make them look presentable at school.
I was going to say, because they probably have to go to
school. Exactly. They're all having to go to school.
Exactly.
And so for this mama particularly, she said, I had to make it look like we were fine. And then they're not fine.
Right.
And we know then the tragedy that follows these stories. They're not fine.
Now, are some of the hidden homeless mothers, and we have so much to talk about this morning with Dream Centers and a recent ribbon cutting, but are a lot of these homeless, hidden homeless, are they afraid to reach out to some resources as far as fear of maybe their former partner and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let me give you just one number. The Colorado Department of Education counted 2,077 children experiencing homelessness while they were enrolled in El Paso County public schools alone during 2017 and 2018. So let that just sink in for a second. Those are the ones
that's the children.
Right, that we are counting, that
right.
we are able to count.
Right, because when they do the moment in time.
Yes, yep.
A lot of them are not going to be.
Right, they're not going to be counted.
Right.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development counted 3,250 homeless families with children in Colorado. So you start looking at these numbers and you think, oh my goodness, why are we not helping them? How can we not just step in and make a change? Well, everything we just said, they are not able to step forth and say, I need to sign up for all of these services. They have to learn how to navigate under the radar. And under the radar oftentimes means reaching out to someone that they trust. And here's the thing. That's usually a big zero. There's not a lot of people in their path.
Somebody might say
something. Exactly. Because they're fleeing.
Oh, they're here. Right.
Yeah, they're fleeing an unsafe situation, fleeing for their safety, their lives, from either a family member, an abuser, someone who is causing them harm. Or potentially causing them harm. And so trust is the lowest thing that they're stepping up to the plate with.
Right.
And so to be able to say, oh yes, let me reach out to the services in our city. They try to reach out. They try to do what they can. But what we have learned at Dream Centers Mary's Home, when we are then invited into the truth of these stories, is that they are just trying to survive. Not only day to day, but hour by hour, not being seen.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
It's tragic.
It's very tragic. Okay, Yvette, we have to take a quick break, and we'll talk about the different services, Mary's Home, and a big ribbon cutting that just happened. We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking with Yvette Marr. She's the Chief Development Officer for Dream Centers right here in Colorado Springs. And Yvette, before the break, we were kind of talking about when Dream Centers started, and that was in 2011, and again, looking at the community, looking where the needs were, and one of those needs, we'll start with the women's clinic, which was open first to help women who are underinsured or have no health insurance whatsoever.
Right.
And I'm assuming the numbers were pretty high.
Absolutely. When we began, we started seeing women who, again, were coming in. And it's not always the stereotypical woman that we might think.
Right.
I want to make sure that we're covering that. Because
right, because you may not understand.
You and I may have insurance, but we may have a gap in that insurance
right.
due to a life circumstance, whether our job changed or a divorce potentially. And so some of the women who come to the clinic are just finding themselves, you know, in between what I used to have as insurance or what I maybe have someday. But what happens is, for example, just last year alone, let me just take last year alone, 2018, we had over 8,000 total patient contacts.
Wow.
Over 8,000. That consists of medical appointments, counseling appointments, advocacy care. We are so equipped with Dream Centers to be partnering with other healthcare professionals. So, for example, if something is over and above what we are able to provide a service for at Dream Centers Women's Clinic, we're partnering with other physicians, for example, an oncologist we're
right.
partnered with. So
right.
if we are able to determine something there with our PA and our medical physicians, if we are able to identify something that needs that additional partnership and care, we refer and connect back. And I love this part too. The family, our resource advocacies services are to help women who are coming into the clinic who are saying, I don't even know how to navigate this system. I don't have insurance. And maybe I don't speak English.
Right.
Maybe I'm just stepping in, but I have a pain or a concern, something. And oftentimes, and this is so sad, oftentimes women will forego their own health care
yes.
for the needs of their other costs of life.
Right.
Such as groceries
right.
or rent. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so
utilities,
that falls,
bills.
Yes,
yeah.
to the very, very bottom.
Right.
And we're so blessed. We see so many women coming through and hear the testimonies of, not only did you provide me the health care that I needed and the diagnosis, if you will, and the medical needs, but you saw me. We hear this over and over, and it's a simple phrase. You saw me.
And I mean, that's an extremely impactful.
Huge.
Because it's not part of the big medical corporation. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, you go to the doctor. How fast are you?
Yeah, it's like you wait for 35 minutes and then you're in
you're
and out.
7 minutes
five.
Are up.
Yeah, exactly. Get out.
Get out.
Yeah.
But the average appointment with the women at the women's clinic is about 25 to 30 minutes. Listening, seeing, hearing, diagnosing, preparing a plan for follow-up.
Right.
For the women who are sadly walking out their medical needs.
Well, and even if it's just something as and I don't want to say simple as, because illness. I mean, like
right.
I've got the flu, or mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and they're relying on these services. At least they have access to this service.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, if someone's listening, or maybe they know someone that really could benefit, say from visiting the women's clinic,
yes,
and maybe addressing a medical issue. And I think, Yvette, you nailed it. And it's not just women who are underinsured and non-insured. I mean, just think about women in general. Like we talked about, mothers, the last thing they worry about is themselves.
Absolutely.
And so if someone's listening to this, what is the one, how can they get in contact? How can they reach out to the women's clinic and apply or be a part of, or reach out? And again, like you said, we see you.
Mm-hmm. We see you. Well, first of all, go to the website. Dreamcenters.com has all of the Dream Center services listed there. And so I would say, first and foremost, go there to learn more about the programs, learn more about what's going on, learn more about how you can get involved. Mm-hmm. Volunteers we need, funding we need,
right.
Advocates we need. But dreamcenters.com. But if you want to call 247-2007, that number will put you in touch with whoever you need and be able to get you the help that you need.
That's perfect. Okay, we do need to take a news break. When we come back, we are going to talk about Mary's Home and all the services that are available there. We've got a lot more coming up on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we're talking with Chief Development Officer for Dream Centers here in Colorado Springs. Yvette Marr is here. We were talking about how Dream Centers opened in 2011, because Yvette, before we even started today, it was like kind of the best kept secret in Colorado Springs, really, Dream Centers is, because it started in 2011,
mm-hmm.
and it started with the women's clinic, and then Mary's Home opened, but and there's really... And there's just a third aspect to Mary's Home that just ribbon cutting just happened, which is the Family Services Center, which we're going to talk about that. But there's really three aspects, right, to Mary's Home. So
yes.
which one would you like? We'll save the Family Services Center for last.
Okay.
Because that's what we're teasing up to.
All right.
But which would you like to start with, the Family Life Center or the apartments?
Yeah, let's start at the beginning. And that was in 2015.
Okay.
And New Life Church actually was the catalyst for getting the Mary's Home Apartments renovated, turned around, and refurbished for the city. And so New Life Church was the provider. Mm-hmm. They purchased the apartment complex.
Mm-hmm,
the apartment complex. And they needed to pretty much demolish them, but they were able to go room by room by room and
completely
strip them. Completely strip everything. The before and after pictures are unbelievable. But that was in 2015. So again, New Life, a lot of volunteers, a lot of community mm-hmm. coming around and individuals saying, let's turn not only these apartments, and there's 17 apartments in that complex, let's not only turn these around for the sake of Dream Center's Mary's Home, but what will this do to this community? What will this do to this street where this apartment complex is sitting, mm-hmm. falling mm-hmm. down and needing to be demolished? What will happen if there is a light on the hill that's called Mary's Home that starts getting renovated and landscaped and beauty comes to this place? And so that was in 2015.
And this is, again, apartments for, like we were talking about, the hidden homeless.
Yes.
The mothers with their kids. Yes. And okay.
Yep. Women and children who are the hidden homeless living in their cars or couch surfing,
right.
needing a stable, safe environment to live.
Right.
And so 2015 occurred, and then the renovations, and we were able to turn this around. And then families were able to start moving in just shortly after that. I think it took, goodness, a year after that.
To get the renovations done.
Yeah, to get everything done and start allowing families. Okay. And so I say 17 apartments because that's the building. Two of those apartments are RA families that live on site at Mary's Home.
And so they are there to help.
24/7.
To help with the other families.
Yes. So those two stabilizing family units are there 24/7 to help with the moms and the kids. And so now there are 15 available apartments at Mary's Home, and we are at maximum capacity.
Right.
Maximum capacity. We turn away hundreds,
which is hard,
hundreds of calls and stories
for help and service.
Yes, and for help and service.
And so let's talk really quick because there's still so much to touch on, but the families that go into the apartments at Mary's Home, it is a program.
Yes.
And it, like we talked about earlier, Yvette, it's generational, a lot mm-hmm. of what some of these families are seeing, but it's to help these families that are generally fleeing domestic violence mm-hmm. change that narrative in mm-hmm. their lives and for their children, isn't mm-hmm. it?
The moms who fit the criteria and eligibility are the ones who really have stepped up and have a strong desire. That's key. They have a strong desire to turn this around, mm-hmm. to change the course of which they are going. Because that's part and parcel. You and I both know you can't help someone who doesn't want to help themselves.
Correct.
And so part of our eligibility and criteria is saying, do you want to do the hard work? It's hard work to turn this around. And so to be able to rebuild their lives and the lives of their children is stepping into a plan and stepping into what is potentially a 5-year plan. The moms and children, the families that we are serving at Mary's Home can live there up to 5 years depending on the track that they choose. If it's a vocational track, if it's a 2-year or a 4-year college degree track, to be able to step in and have those supportive relationships mm-hmm. that are provided, the life skills, good physical health, all of the things that we know that needs to come alongside these families to help them thrive.
Right. And again, change that narrative.
Change that narrative.
Now, that, of course, expanded, I'm assuming, once the apartments, because again, hundreds of folks, I mean, we talked about the numbers. There's, what, 2,077 homeless children. That's mm-hmm. with the families, you know, 3,250 roughly homeless families mm-hmm. with children.
Yes.
In the community.
Yes.
That's a stunning number.
Yes.
So I'm sure, you know, and I'm sure Mary's Home, I'm sure, might be like, oh, we might do, I'm just putting it out there, Yvette, mm-hmm. more apartments, if that were right.
Yes.
But didn't that lead to, say, Family Life, the Family Life Center?
Yes. Yes. Because we were at capacity because we only had, as we have grown, we had, for example, 13 apartments mm-hmm. that were able to welcome in families because we had our counseling rooms, our family advocacy, our community rooms, and then our administrative staff rooms.
Right.
They're
right.
in the apartment buildings until such a time as last year. 2018 was a big year for Dream Centers because we were able to step up and say, we need to build another building. Hello, community. We need to build another building so that we can have a community, childcare, classrooms. We need another building to get all those things out of the apartment rooms,
so
the apartments,
more.
So we could open those up then to the next family and the next family and the next family.
Wow.
And so the first building last year was a 10-day, maybe someone's heard of the Extreme Dream. It was literally, it was a 10-day, sort of like Ty Pennington, move that bus.
Yeah, I was going to say, move that bus.
It was. Yeah. It was a move that bus. And we were able to, with the help of so many community partners, and I have to give a shout out to Aspen View Homes, mm-hmm. because they stepped up and said, we want to build that building in 10 days.
Wow.
We want to build that building in 10 days. And all of us inhaled. And at the 10th day at 4 o'clock p.m., at that ribbon cutting, we exhaled.
Yeah,
then we exhaled and said, oh, my goodness.
It literally happened in 10 days.
It happened. And we have pictures and video to prove it. It's so amazing. So the Family Life Center then opened up the community room with its beautiful kitchen. By the way, let me just invite anybody listening. My name's Yvette. Come and take a tour. I would love to take you for a tour of these buildings. But
yeah.
Family Life Center then opened up more apartments. And we were able to then say, okay, one more building in our plan for 2018 and 2019 was then the Family Services Center that we tied the bow and cut the ribbon last week.
So let's pause there so we can talk about Family Services Center, what it offers, and the big ribbon cutting last week. So we'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. This hour is flying by. Flying by. We're trying to get in all the important information. We're talking with Yvette Marr, from a Chief Development Officer from Dream Centers. And last week was the big ribbon cutting for the Family Services Center at Mary's Home.
Yes.
So all of this is on the same campus. Is
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Family Services Center, the big ribbon cutting was last week. Did we do it in 10 days or no?
No. This one took a little longer, a little regular building project.
Yeah. So tell us about Family Services Center, because again, this started as, okay, the women's clinic. And is the women's clinic separate? It's a separate location than
it
Mary's
is.
Home.
Yes, it is on Academy and Montebello.
Okay.
Yes, because we needed for anyone who is needing the service of the women's clinic to be on a bus route for easy accessibility.
Makes sense.
So there was location for the women's clinic.
And so that's Academy and Montebello.
Yes.
Okay, and then Mary's Home, all the apartments, mm-hmm. the Family Life Center, and now the Family Services Center is all on the same campus.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, it is.
So Family Services Center is obviously even an expansion of the services
yes.
offered for these families.
Yes, it just provides us so much more space. So as we were saying earlier, to be able to have our administrative team and our counselors and our family advocates get out of the apartments where everyone was squished in like sardines.
Yeah.
They were able to now move into the Family Services Center with those respective offices and space, prayer room, counseling room, a meeting room, reception area. Our advocates, our director's offices are there. To be able to have them in the new building, again, has opened up apartments.
More apartments, so more families.
Yes, we are at 15 thriving apartments with families who are truly making a better way for their life.
That's fantastic. And we were talking about the counselors and stuff like that. A lot of these families, and again, like we were talking about the program when these families go through, they're literally like basically with a navigator, aren't they? To
they
try
are.
And get through, the navigate all this stuff.
Yes. You know, the beautiful thing is we have family advocates assigned mm-hmm. to each family mm-hmm. to be able to talk to them about what it means to have secure, permanent housing for their future. Stable employment and secure, permanent housing. We say that, and it may make a little bit of sense because we can think for the future. But when you have been in the mindset of think for the hour,
The minute. The second.
I survived the day. Then a long-term plan is off the radar. And so the advocates are able to step into each dynamic, unique family need and start helping them to put step by step a plan for their future.
Which is incredible, because that mind shift, I'm sure for some moms and some families, that shift can take a while.
Yes.
Especially if they've been homeless or in the car or couch surfing, yes. You know, for quite a while.
Yes. And so currently, now we're new. I keep playing the new card because we don't have a 10-year longitudinal study right now. I mean, we opened in 2015.
Right.
And so currently, though, our statistics, at least 76% of the families involved at Mary's Home have been able to achieve program success. And that's defined by mothers who are fulfilling the program criteria and ultimately then being able to move into permanent housing. So we're setting these families up for success, to be thriving in our city, and frankly, being a contributor to our society,
right.
In skills and in the next generation of little children growing up and going, you know what, I can have a dream for the future. There are ways and things I can do right now in my choices and opportunities to step into the roles that I want to be.
And I bet as the program goes along, I bet a lot of these families will come back and moms will come back and be like, how can I help?
And they are. That's part of our mentorship program. Yeah. Some of the moms who have advanced into that secure living has come back and said, listen, to the new moms and families that have just come on board, they're saying, I know what your first day was like and you thought it was impossible, but look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm off all subsidies.
Yeah.
And that's always a big shocker. Like, you mean you're not getting food stamps, you're not on Medicaid, none of these Medicaid's not provide. I'm off all subsidies. I'm providing for my family. I'm working. I've been going to school. I got a 2-year degree, or I'm working towards my 4-year degree.
Right.
I mean, we have so many beautiful professions, budding professionals and budding, really thriving advocates for our city. For the services that they've been able to receive to step in and say, I want to help all of you and the many more to come.
Right. Which is fantastic. Okay. So let's talk. And we touched on this earlier. And unfortunately, I'm looking at the clock. Okay. We just have a couple minutes left. But let's, if somebody's listening and saying, I would love to get involved. I would love to contribute. I would love to volunteer. Like you said, all of the above and probably more are needed. So let's talk about that. How can folks get involved? It really sounds like such an incredible organization and helping so many amazing people in our city.
Yes. Well, first and foremost, I think the easiest thing is to direct anybody to the website. So dreamcenters.com. Dreamcenters.com. You're able to find out all of the services that are going on and the opportunities to step in for volunteering, just being aware of what's happening. Be an advocate. Step in and tell this story. I have a big mouth, but I can't tell everybody. But step in and tell the story of what's happening at Dream Centers. And to be able to give financially, to be able to talk to your church, talk to your business. We have family sponsorships for $36,000 a year. That provides all the services for a mom and her children to live 1 year at Mary's Home. So talk to your company. Talk to your organization. Talk to donors. Tell them Yvette sent you and invite you all. Come on a tour. And then if you need a phone number, it is 719-247-2007. That'll connect you to anything where you might have questions.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for coming in
today.
I truly appreciate it. Yvette Marr, Chief Development Officer for Dream Centers. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, Pikes Peak Workforce Center is here. We're going to talk more about, we're going to focus on employers and businesses, part of our ongoing series, skills-based hiring for employers and businesses. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.